So some of y'all are out here making fun of this Wendy Williams situation. I'm going to talk about who is the winner and losers in this Ben Simmons, James Harden trade. And Joe Biden out here giving out whole crack pipes, y'all. What in the entire f***?
Watch this. This.
Give him the ball. You should have just complied. Did we? Jissy. Whatever.
You're listening to At The Half. And now, Jackie Ray.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to At The Half. I'm Jackie Ray. You can follow me on all things social media at Jackie Ray TV, including my YouTube page. So make sure you do that. Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. Let's just dive right into this because, yes, I want to talk about Wendy Williams off top. But before I do that, I feel like I have to address the elephant in the room. That is the India Ari walk back. I don't want to say it's an entire walk back. She did say some things that I 100% agree with. You guys know once the people tried to cancel Nick Cannon after he said some, I don't want to say anti-Semitic because they weren't, but once he said some things about the Jewish community, people tried to cancel him. And I was like, hell no, y'all will never cancel Nick Cannon. Y'all will never cancel Dave Chappelle. So to a certain extent, I agree with her when she says she doesn't believe in cancel culture, because there's always going to be people like me that we're going to rock for whoever we rock for, regardless of what y'all say. R. Kelly about to spend the rest of his life in jail, but his music sales went up 500%. So you can't really cancel people when people rock with people, right? So I totally agree with that. I'm 100% on board with if you don't represent the brand correctly, you should be fired. I'm 100% with that. And I think that Joe Rogan should be fired. 100% think that Joe Rogan should be fired. I think there should be a zero tolerance for racism in this country. And let me be clear on the one thing that I emphatically disagree with India Ari on. Joe Rogan is racist as hell. Let me say that again. Joe Rogan is racist as hell. To be clear, any white person in this country who feels they have a right to, or they want to, or feel entitled to say the N-word is racist. Because again, if you feel like you should say it because we say it, that's a level of entitlement that you feel like you don't understand that your forefathers, maybe even your grandmother, maybe even your mama, is the reason why that word is founded in hate, and now you want to use it because we use it. No, you're not going around here calling gay people the F word, even if you hear them say it amongst themselves. You're not doing it because you're not stupid. So you're trying to play games with us and be like, oh yeah, well, we still low-key hate y'all and y'all still use the word, so we want to use it too, because this is what we really want to say in our heart. That's what y'all saying. Stop playing games. If you are a white person and you want to say the word, you are racist, period. I don't care if you sing it in a damn song. If it doesn't somehow affect your spirit in a negative way, if you're white, I'm not talking to black people right now because I've had that conversation with black people and I will have it again, but I'm talking to white people specifically right now. If you want to use that word, if you feel entitled to use that word, you are racist. You deal with that on your own. That ain't got nothing to do with me. But Joe Rogan is a racist. I would implore any black people who hang around this man, keep your head on a swivel, because he's capable of anything, like most racists are. So that's all I got to say about that. Now let me move on to this Wendy Williams situation. And I don't want to stay on this too long because I don't like Wendy Williams, like at all. I don't think she's a likable person. She has said some things out of pocket and about, I mean, I can't even count all the people that she's been entirely inappropriate with. So I don't like this woman, but I saw her name in some headlines. And, you know, at first I didn't want to click on it because, again, I don't like Wendy Williams. But I saw she's having some financial troubles. So she's actually not able to access her money, which is several millions of dollars. She's not able to access that because I believe it's her financial attorney or financial advisor, either or, has basically said that she's incompetent. Which, I mean, based on what though? Because Wendy Williams has had incompetent like behavior for a long time. But you could argue, is that her persona? Is that what she's given the media? Because having some type of personality is what sells. Or is she just really kind of slow? Not entirely sure. But she had COVID. a while ago, and then she recovered from that, but she had complications from COVID because she also has Graves' disease. I had to look up what Graves' disease was, and I got to tell you, I'm glad I did, because Wendy Williams, and I'm not even trying to be funny, I'm just trying to explain where I was at this moment. So Wendy Williams, her eyes have always bothered me. Like, she always looked like she's in a constant state of surprise. I'm not trying to be funny, but that's always bothered me. But once I kind of looked into Graves' disease, that's a symptom of that. Like, having those big bulging eyes, that's a symptom of Graves' disease. So her, who knows, you know, way back when COVID first started, we were getting reports in from China that having COVID for a long time could affect your mental faculties later on. Not sure if that's what's happening, and we're not getting a lot of details about what's making her incompetent, which is why I need to know, because she kind of is, she's special, y'all. I'm just gonna leave it at that. She's special. But even with that, as much as I don't like Wendy Williams and all of y'all who make fun of the way she looks or the way she talks, I'm rocking with that. But when y'all are making fun of a situation that is directly tied to their health, and let me just say, I know some of y'all are gonna be like, why would you be okay with that? Y'all ain't seen my DMs, okay? I feel like when you put yourself out there, even if it's on my level or Wendy Williams' level, that just comes with the territory, right, wrong, or indifferent. That's what you get. You're going to get people, them couch warriors that are going to be on their couch talking stuff about you. Bank account don't look nothing like yours, and I take solace in that. But it just kind of comes with the territory, so that does not bother me when people do it. It don't bother me when people do it about me, because again, I would bet money. Bank account, not the same. Anywho, so, but when you start kind of poking fun at a person who's going through a mental crisis or a health crisis, regardless of the fact that I don't like this woman, I don't like her personality, I don't think she's ever really given a good interview because she doesn't active listen. It's all about her. So I don't like her as a host. I didn't like her as a radio host, anything of that nature. But I'm not going to sit here and wish and laugh at her demise, her mental or physical demise. I'm not going to do that because I don't think that that's right. I don't think any of us would want that the same. Again, it's different. Y'all can poke and laugh at me all day long. But if you laugh at my mental or physical demise, then that, again, speaks at a deeper problem in you. So all I'm going to say is, I don't know. And to not have access to your money. And it makes me think about Britney Spears, because I think Britney Spears batshit crazy. Let me just be clear. I don't think she right in the head. I had the opportunity to meet her. It ain't firing on all cylinders. So in a situation like that where you say, hey, okay, you ain't quite right, so we're going to help you make sure you don't make any kind of mistakes. But at the same time, we find out that that help might not have always been in her best interest. Then it becomes tricky, because now you have a woman who definitely needs some sort of mental or psychological help, but she's being taken advantage of at the same time. Regardless of how you feel about Britney, that's wrong, and we shouldn't laugh at that. Or maybe that's just me. I feel like laughter has a point, and physical and mental demise is that point where it's not funny anymore. So I don't know what she's going through. It hasn't really been released, but I know that she's fully within her mental faculties to actually tell a judge, no, this is what's going on. And I feel like if you can articulate that, something's up. So I just want to do something that I have never done before. How you doing? Wendy, I'm wishing you all the best. That's not something I have ever said in my life. It's probably not something I'm going to say again. But if you're being taken advantage of simply because you are having some sort of health crisis or mental crisis, I really do hope that you get through that. And I really hope that instead of making fun of this woman now, we send her, you know, good thoughts and support. And then when she overcomes this, we can go back to making fun of her. That's all I gotta say. All right, stay with us. We'll come back at the half. We're gonna talk about this Ben Simmons, James Harden trade. Stay with us.
In today's society, everything your heart desires can be ordered with the simple touch of a device. Mobile beauty services are the newest, fastest growing trend around the world. With this new and literally cutting edge service offered by Custom Cuts Beauty, your braids, lashes, even extensions are done on your schedule at your convenience. Log on to the app, create a profile, add payment information, and our certified specialists come to you in the comfort of your environment. Log on today and make your next beauty appointment custom.
Welcome back to At The Half of At The Half. Of course, we got some sports to talk about right now. Let me just get this out the way and say I am disappointed. Sorry for the dramatic pause, but I'm just trying to get my words together. I am disappointed that the Lakers made no moves during this trade deadline. I am, because the way that things are set up with us right now, it just simply doesn't fit. I was concerned. Y'all know how much I love Russell Westbrook. I love that he's here. He's not, for whatever reason, he's not found his groove yet. He's definitely overthinking things in a very obvious way that is detrimental to the team. So while I personally love him, I really would have understood a trade regarding him. However, knowing his contract, I didn't see that as possible. And then when you kind of add some of our aging second team players, you know, like veterans like, you know, Dwight Howard and whatnot, and, you know, Kent Bazemore can't stay healthy, and THT, his season's kind of meh. I just didn't think that we had enough assets to move to make trades. However, I did hope that Rob Pelinka would have figured out something. That fool was at Disneyland. I feel some type of way knowing that as teams are scrambling trying to make something happen, I don't care if you was just sitting in your house watching Raised by Wolves, which y'all should go watch. I just finished season one. It's really good. But anywho, if you're just sitting in your house watching that, that's cool, because we don't see you. And you could come out and you could tell us, I was on the phone until the last second. It could be a lie from the devil, but we will believe you because we didn't see you. You could even post a picture of you on the phone. Lie to us. But you can't be at Disneyland just basically saying, you know, well, I don't give a damn. This ain't gonna work. I'm just gonna try to pretend to be happy. That infuriated me. Rob Pelinka, you and I got beef now. I don't know what you think you're gonna do in the buyout market, because it ain't gonna work. So we ain't even gonna make the damn playoffs. We have a team with LeBron James, and I'm telling you right now, we're not gonna make the play. We're not gonna make the play in. Y'all, I'm here by way of LeBron, y'all. I didn't even like the Lakers till LeBron got here. And now I'm all invested in this damn team, and you at Disney. Ooh, anyway, let me move on, because I could just spend a whole bunch of time on this very topic. But let me move on to this Ben Simmons, James Harden trade. So, didn't see it coming. I know everybody said that it would happen. To me, the reason why I didn't see this happening is because if you make this kind of trade, there's a couple of problems for me, specifically, if you make this trade. Number one, you have to admit that this experiment that the Nets were doing, that everyone said was going to make them a juggernaut, failed miserably. You have to admit that. I'm not really entertaining any of this Kyrie conversation, especially when every day something else is different on the CDC website. I think if I'm being honest about it, Kyrie the only one had it right. He's not opposed to, he's just not going to take it. He was open to plant-based stuff, and people got all up in arms about, oh, he'll wait for plant-based. First of all, most of our modern-day medicine at some point, now obviously there's a bunch of chemicals, but medicine in its true form started from experiments with plants and things of that nature. So it's not beyond the realm of possibility. I mean, penicillin, I believe, started from like a rotten potato or something like that. So let's not play dumb that we don't know those kinds of things, right? So I'm not giving Kyrie no beef with what we know now and how things are working. I'm not giving him no beef for that. So his part in this situation is more of a societal mishap. It's not his fault. It's a societal mishap. No one could have, I never in a million years thought that COVID was going to be lasting this damn long. Never thought it. Never thought that we would have all these mandates. Some people want masks. Some people don't. Some people acting a fool. Some people going to mass spreaders is what I'm calling them. So it's the world is a mess right now. That is not Kyrie's fault. But outside of that, they went on, what, an 8-game losing streak. They just don't look like what we thought they would be. And then now you make this trade. So that's number one. It's, you have to admit that it didn't work, and nobody wants to admit that. Number two, word on the street is that James Harden didn't request the trade, but there was some implication in there that he was no longer happy. In addition, I think he's doing his player option so he can get that he can do that 4-year deal with the 76ers next year. So he, and I understand why he wouldn't say that, because look at what we've gone through now. You was in Houston acting a straight fool, gained a whole bunch of weight that you miraculously lost. I still think it was a fat suit because I can't explain that. Just so you could get out of Houston to go to New York or Brooklyn. And now you just hinting at the fact that you don't want to be there. So now you've become this diva. And I'm telling you, James Harden hasn't played as well as I thought he would. He is having some issues, but he's still better than Ben Simmons. So now you get over there. And let me just say this before I get into why I don't think it's going to work for the Nets. James Harden is a better basketball player. I'm not entertaining any of y'all out here talking about, oh, you know, the Nets won this trade. No, the hell they didn't. No, they didn't. If you want to say Ben Simmons is a better defender, all day, every day, twice on Sunday. And here's the problem with Ben Simmons for me. I believe that Ben Simmons can be a phenomenal player. I really do. The problem that I have with Ben Simmons is Ben Simmons. It's not his talent. It's him as a person. We've heard all these people, like, you know, Paul George said he was going through some mental issues. And yes, there were some games in there that he missed, but he pushed through. You're Ben Simmons, who your stats have steadily declined for the last 4 years, have steadily declined, and you still feel like you 2018 Ben Simmons. And so now you don't even want to get on the floor and play, and you say it's because it's your mental. And all we see is you in October, I think it was October, in a practice where you kind of looking down like you don't want to be there, like your mom just put you on timeout. He doesn't have, okay, and I know y'all are going to come for me on this, but when I think of people that are GOATs, like LeBron James, like Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, when I think of these type of people, these are the type of people that if you talk crap about them, whatever, it makes them that much better in their level of play. They're going to go out there and going to prove you wrong, whether it's the media talking bad about them or it's somebody on the court talking bad about them. They're going to go out there and they're going to level up just across the board. Ben Simmons seems like he's kind of weak-minded to me. He seems like he's weak-minded, and if you sneeze in his, if he sneezes and you don't say God bless you, he might feel some type of way. I feel like he's soft, and I just don't think a soft person is going to ever rise to the level of excellence that we see in him. Do I see a level of excellence in Ben Simmons? Absolutely. Do I think he's going to ever get there? Absolutely not. I don't think he has the mind for it. Do I think that there might come a day where I'm wrong about that? No, I don't. But if I am, that's cool. Congratulations. But I don't think I'm going to ever have to eat these words, ever. I think we're just going to have more of the same conversations about, oh, but he could. Oh, but he can. Oh, but he should. But he's not. So I think the Nets definitely lost in this situation. The caveat to that might be that Ben Simmons, as far as not having the pressure of now needing to shoot all the time, is in a better situation for him. But when I tell you Joel Embiid, who's down there being very Joel-like, and now you just got him a James Harden, y'all, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. This changes everything for me with regard to the 76ers. I'm telling you, they hands down won this trade. This is going to be, let me just look right now. I don't even know. It's going to be one of those things. It's going to be must-watch TV. Seeing these two play together, I'm telling you, must-watch TV. They won this trade hands down. And as long as, and James Harden is not, you know, without any kind of wrongdoings either, you know, especially with him, in my opinion, I feel like he won it out for the second time in a very short period of time. But I think him going over there with the 76ers, oh, y'all, the 76ers is in fifth place right now. They're only 4 games behind the Heat in first. It's must-watch TV. Look, I'm all of a sudden invested in the 76ers because I ain't got nothing else to do, because it's not like I can be invested in the freaking Lakers. But that's, you know, that's a story for another day. When do they get to somebody good? The 17th, they play Milwaukee on TNT. So we all going to be able to watch that. For those of y'all who don't have the league pass, you know how frustrating that is. We all going to be able to watch that. We need to have a watch party on the 17th We all need to watch that game because I'm telling you, James Harden is going to be plug and play. The 76ers just became a problem. I don't care what y'all say. It became a problem. Laker fans, start watching that because we ain't got no more basketball to watch for the rest of the year. That's all I got to say about that. But coming up next, we're going to get into this Joe Biden crack pipe. Stay with us. All right, y'all. Welcome back to the final segment of At The Half. Once again, I'm Jackie Ray. You can follow me on all social media at Jackie Ray TV. Now, listen, it sounds funny to say that Joe Biden is out here giving out crack pipes. That's not entirely true. It's not entirely false, but it's not entirely true. And to be fair, there are a lot of programs that are in existence right now that have nothing to do with the Biden administration. So I want to make sure I make that clear because some of y'all, anywho, y'all know what I was going to say. So I don't know the exact term for them, but basically what they are I'm going to call them safe houses. So if you're a drug addict, if you're going to shoot up or things like that, there are places you can go to make sure, A, that you have clean needles to do it so that you're not transmitting any sort of disease. And B, if you should overdose, there's somebody there to resuscitate you. I am 100% against these types of programs. I hate that they're in existence. And I know a lot of people are like, oh my God, well, you know, are you saying that you want people to die? No, I'm saying I want people to stop doing drugs. And the problem that I have with these programs specifically, if you've ever had a loved one that needed some sort of help getting into rehab or things like that, the affordable rehab programs, kind of trash. The ones that are, all of them have, people relapse, you know what I mean? No matter if you're paying $1 billion for a rehab clinic or you're getting the cheap ones. But the ones that are more expensive are kind of, everyone's different, right? Everyone needs a different kind of treatment plan. We all don't respond to the same triggers. So it's not, when you're going to these kind of cheaper ones, at least the ones that I've researched, it's all kind of like this, we all in this same boat together. My boat might be different than your boat. At least it should be, because you don't know, my road to get here is not the same as yours. Yes, the outcome is the same, but there's going to be different reasons that I can stay sober versus you. And I think you get a little bit more of those, let's dive into how you got here and let's figure out how we can keep you off this road when you have these more expensive rehabilitation centers. So my thing has always been, why are you giving people a safe place to get high and ultimately end their life in some fashion? I don't care if you got safe needles or somebody resuscitating you. The drugs are going to kill you eventually. So instead of giving people a safe place to get high, give them free rehabilitation. And then the argument becomes, well, oh, what if they don't want it? At some point, they don't get a choice, because at some point, drugs are going to send you to the grave or to jail. If it sends you to jail, I'm going to say after your first offense, having some sort of drug offense, you have to go to these programs that are well-funded and therefore can offer the kind of treatment that would give people a higher success rate to not relapse and to be sober. Not only give them good rehabilitation programs, give them ways to maintain that, i.e. some sort of education program, probably even some family counseling, because a lot of these people, there's a family curse that we have to deal with. Some sort of family counseling, employment opportunities, housing opportunities. So if you're going to fund something that's going to help people get off drugs or not even address the drug problem, on top of that, ain't it kind of weird that Joe Biden was the hard on crime, hard on drugs, which really had to do with us. And now he's like, hey, here you go. Let me just be clear really quick that it's not that he's handing out crack pipes. What he is handing out, I want to get the specific term here. I want to say that it's a smoke kit. That almost sounds worse, but I believe that is the, okay, so it's an overdose, it's a provision in the overdose prevention program. The program provides funding for safe smoking kits. Why do people think that's different than saying it's a safe smoking kit? Again, that's very, very much like what I was just talking about, where it's giving you something where If you're going to put this crap in your body, you're not putting extra crap that comes with doing dirty stuff, you know, stuff that you just find on the street or whatever. So this is where I have a problem. The program is funded by $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package that happened last winter, and it will give about $30 million in grants for harm reduction problems, which aim to reduce the personal and public health effects of drug use. But it doesn't say that it's going to try to help end drug use, help to get those people who are on drugs off drugs. It's saying if you gonna do drugs, we gonna help you do them safely. I don't like that. This is not a Joe Biden slam because this wasn't his policy per se. This, like I said, has been in existence. But if you're gonna give money that actually helps people to get off the negative road that they're on. Don't pave the potholes in the negative road. This is even when I said this at the post, it's like, no, this is actually a good thing because it's keeping people safe. It's not keeping people safe. It's keeping people in a perpetual cycle of harm that they're doing to themselves. Help is saying we're going to get you. I'm not going to help you keep harming yourself safely or not. I'm not going to help you do that, but I will help you figure out a way that we can get you functioning as a functional member of society. We can get you some happiness. We can get you the counseling that can help you get over your mental traumas. If you have some sort of a bipolar disorder that needs some sort of medical attention, I'm going to put programs in place that fund that so you can get that medication either affordable or free. I'm going to make sure you have housing. I'm going to make sure that there's someone checking in on you to make sure you're going to work because I know that you need this help. I know that this is something you're not used to doing on your own. So I'm going to have someone to help you, like training wheels on a bike until you're strong enough to do it on your own. I'm going to give $30 million to that. I'm not going to give $30 million to help you. This is dumb. I don't care what y'all say. I don't like this. And again, this isn't a Joe Biden slam because I understand that this is something that was already created. So saying that Joe Biden is giving out crack pipes, it's funny, it's catchy. It's a smoke kit. It's not, there's no mention of what's actually in the smoke kit. But when you hear the word smoke kit and you know how most people smoke, I don't think it's a reach to say it's crack pipes. I don't think that's a reach. But, you know, y'all think of it how you think of it. I don't like it. And I don't like any government assistance that's going to help people keep harming themselves. I don't like it. And as a government, you take a step out completely of that arena or you dive in head first and say, here's $30 million to get people off this road. And I don't understand how people don't understand that. That's just me. That's all the time I got, though, you guys. Make sure you check me out on all things social media at Jackie Ray TV. Check me out. Now, the opposite reaction, we're going on hiatus right now. So I don't know when that one's coming back, but you can follow the opposite reaction on Instagram at the opposite reaction. Follow Nick Hamilton at Nick Hamilton LA. He'll probably post when we're coming back because he's in charge of that show. But you guys, make sure you check out The Word on Long Beach. That is the podcast that I do for the Long Beach Post. It comes out Tuesdays or Wednesdays-ish, depending on when I get it done. But if you follow me on social media, you'll get all that. You guys, thanks for listening. Be safe. I'll talk to you next week.